Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breakthrough Directions. Each week, Breakthrough Directions explores the two faces of your business, outward through marketing and client delivery, and inward, your vision, profit model, systems, team, and you, so you can grow a business you love and live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Breakthrough Directions here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio Graves, the Dean and Founder of Directions University at directionsuniversity.com. Calling in live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We've got yet another great show lined up for you guys today. We have my co-host, Linda Feinholz, from the Breakthrough Academy at breakthroughbydesign.com. Linda's calling in from Los Angeles, California. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Gina. Good morning. Hello, everybody. You know, we have a wonderful show planned today, and Blog Talk Radio is having some technical problems, so our guest has not been able to join us yet. And so, as always, Gina, you and I are going to have a fabulous conversation and share lots of interesting, thought-provoking information with our audience.
Just out of curiosity, do you have the alternate phone number for people to call in on?
I have not sent that out to our guest. I'm happy to go ahead and do that. And maybe what we'll do is, while that's taking place, is I would love it if you would share with our audience the very interesting things that you and Jack Humphrey have been working on over to you while I try getting in touch.
I think that's a great idea, Linda. And the other thing she can do, if that still doesn't work, is just have her call me on my cell. And I can three-way her in.
Perfect.
In the meantime, for all of our listeners, my goodness, the things that are going on at DU make my head spin sometimes. We have so much going on right now. We really are becoming much more like a real university instead of just a place where you can get some great education about a few different topics. As of June 5th, my birthday this year, we announced a total of 25 different faculty members, all of them specializing in some area of personal growth or business strategy, business marketing, social media, you name it, anything related to business. And because of that, we are updating many of our courses right now, especially the main course called Motivation to Profit, the old 30-day I Am Challenge. On July 25th, we started a series of trainings that are taking place twice a week on Mondays and Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, starting July 25th and continuing through the end of the year. Those trainings are really covering the five core systems that every business needs: mindset, monetization, relationship building, content marketing, leveraging through joint ventures and strategic alliances, and lead generation, which includes traffic, list building, SEO, and all the other things that involve generating leads. Throughout all 37 lessons, all of you will be able to learn from all 25-plus faculty members at DU. And I've got to say, this is the most incredible course I have ever been a part of creating. It keeps blowing me away at how much people are really getting out of this course. So if you haven't had a chance to jump into Motivation to Profit yet, there is still time. The lessons all get recorded, put up into the members area so that you can go through them over and over again. And you can join us at askggg.com/M like Mary, T like Tom, P like Paul. M like Mary, T like Tom, P like Paul.
You know, Gina, I suspect there are some folks who are in our regular audience that have businesses in various stages, all the way from, well, I just have a concept, I'm not altogether certain yet exactly how to focus my business, exactly what my vision for it is. So I would love it if you would share a little bit about how Motivation to Profit really can be useful to at these various stages of their business, both their business design as well as business growth.
You know, that's the really cool part about the course, Linda. The course is designed for people at all stages of business. Whether you are just at the conceptual stage and you have an idea for a business, for you, you're really going to get clarity about how to design your life and get your business to harmonize with it, as opposed to just creating a business and then thinking about how you live at the same time. And once you've got that design done, you're really planning, then selling it, then creating it. And everything you need in order to make that happen, you're going to learn in this course. If you've already got a business and you really want to take that business to the next level, then it oftentimes helps a lot to go back to basics a little bit and readdress things like, what is the plan? The model that we teach at DU is what we call the Vortex model of doing business. And if you look at any super successful business, almost every one of them follow the Vortex model of doing business, even though they don't know that that's what they're doing. It's a model that's super flexible, that works in for-profits, non-profits, just about any kind of a business can really make a lot bigger difference, make a lot more money, and do it all with a lot less effort following the Vortex model. So whether you're just starting out or you've got a seven-figure business, motivation to profit can help a lot.
Gina, you and I are very used to talking about the Vortex model of doing business while on webinars or hangouts where it's very visual. And we're not in a visual medium right now, but I would love to walk through that Vortex model verbally so that people understand what we're talking about.
So most people build businesses the wrong way, if you ask me. They start out by dabbling. They go out to things like Facebook, social media sites, even on stages, et cetera. And they put a message out there to see if people like it. If they do, then they think about setting up a website. And if people like that, then they think about how they're going to make money, and they might write an e-book, set up a free newsletter. They're going about it in the wrong order, number one. Number two, they're really setting themselves up to have to work harder instead of smarter. The Vortex model starts with that as the basis. It really starts with, if you figure out where the money's going to come from first and plan in reverse order from where the money's going to come from outward to how you're going to reach the people, then go out to really implement that plan, you can really make a lot bigger results happen with a lot less effort. It also is based on what we've talked about so often on this show, starting a year and a half or so ago with Barry Nicholson, who told us about the book Great Leads, and in it, the five levels of awareness. Every audience, every business's audience, is going to be at one of five levels of awareness. More than 90% of your audience is going to be at a super low level of awareness, such a low level that they don't even know that they've got a problem, and therefore they don't know about the solutions that exist to it, much less know about your unique solution. In building your business, you want to, on purpose, target people at that level of the scale, the lower ends of awareness levels, so that through your message you can reach them in a way that advances their levels of awareness so that they eventually go on to become your biggest evangelists, people whose lives have been touched so much by whatever it is you offer that when they talk about themselves, they can't help but talk about you. And that's what the Vortex model is based on, those two things. How do you get the biggest possible results with the least amount of effort in the shortest amount of time and create evangelists in the process?
And so those of our listeners who are very visual, if you think about a target, a series of rings. We talk about Barry Nicholson and the five levels of awareness. You can think about the outer circle is that arena in which we're communicating and relationship building with people that have the lowest level of awareness. So they might have interest in a topic. They don't necessarily yet identify that there's an issue or something they want to solve. And so all your communications out there are for attracting interest, bringing them even just quietly in their own head as they're reading a blog post or watching a video. We're bringing them into noticing there's an issue that might want or warrant their attention, and then moving them in through those rings until in the center are your ideal customers who absolutely want to be working with you, see you as the best provider of the solution for the issue they're very aware they want to have solved.
And in that center is also that thing that makes you the greatest amount of money per customer per year. So it's both the place that your ideal customers are hanging out and the thing that's making you the greatest amount of money at the same time.
Right. One of the things that's valuable about this notion, about the vortex model of doing business, is it's relevant for any and every kind of business, isn't it?
It really is. We've used it with offline businesses. We've used it with online businesses. We've used it with nonprofits. We've used it with for-profits. We've used it for information-based companies, coaches, mentors, that sort of thing. We've used it for physical products. We've used it for done-for-you services. There really isn't any kind of business that wouldn't benefit from using the model.
Right. Right. So, you know what would be really cool? Another thing that's happening over at Directions U is you've got some really amazing faculty that are starting to participate and really help folks that are becoming members of that community. I'd love to share some information about some of them.
So, two of them in particular we're really doing a lot of work with right now. In the lead generation system, that fifth core system, when you've got the first four down, everything's about generating leads. It's the thing that really most businesses need to focus on most of the time. In that system are many different components. There's social media. There's publishing. There's how to drive traffic, how to build a list. Well, we have two faculty members at DU that are really major experts in that arena. The first is Justin Sachs, who is the founder of Motivational Press. Motivational Press is a publisher, and they actually run a division called their imprint division that allows other companies like Directions University to open publishing divisions so that not only can we help people in building their strategy, doing what they need to do to grow their business, but we can also directly help them generate leads by helping them to publish books. And in publishing books, we publish in print, Kindle, and audio format. Books can be translated in up to 10 languages. They're distributed in over 36 different countries with our network of places that the books are going to be sold, both online and offline. Motivational Press has really done an amazing job of setting up a publishing business that can make it so much easier for authors to really achieve best-selling status, both on Amazon and on New York Times, in a way that can really attract a lot more leads. So Justin has come into DU as a faculty member. He was a big part of our last workshop called the Entrepreneurial Authoring Workshop. He taught right alongside of Jack and I that entire workshop. He has several lessons that he's teaching in the Motivation to Profit course. And as you know, Linda, Jack and I repurpose our content, our courses, in many, many different ways. Last week, we just released a new program. It's a series of four free videos that will help you plan your book and write your book in just a couple of days. You can actually write a book in a weekend. Then you can go through those four free videos at askggg.com/EAW, F like Frank, B like Boy. EAWFB. That's going to send you off to Facebook, where you can go and like the page and get access to the 4 free videos.
So just for our listeners, that link that will get you there is askggg.com/EAWF, like Frank, E boy, namely Facebook, at the end of EAWFB.
Correct. And then the second faculty member that we're doing an awful lot with is a mutual friend of ours, Simon Mainwaring. Simon is a really nifty guy that I have learned so much from over the last couple of years. But his area of expertise is usually not working with small businesses and entrepreneurs. Simon works with big brands, the Nikes, the Microsofts, the Livestrongs of the world. And he helps big companies use the power of social media to really build their brand by telling the story of the good that they're doing in the world using social media. Well, several years ago, Simon really saw a need to apply what he does with big brands to small businesses. Small businesses don't really understand that that's how they really should be using social media. So much more effective than just going out and shouting about all the solutions your company provides. So Simon created an amazing course for small business owners and entrepreneurs. But because that's not his area, he doesn't really have a huge following with small businesses, it really made his life hard to have his primary business out there working with larger companies than this other division, if you will, working with small businesses. So after about a year, he took that product off the market. And yet that product is probably one of the most incredible courses on social media that I have ever seen. It is, I think you've even been through it, haven't you, Linda?
I have. He's really remarkable.
He really is. So about a week and a half ago, we just made arrangements with Simon to revive that course and make it available exclusively through Directions University. And it will be coming out later in August. Along with that, Simon has agreed to come into our training programs, our webinars, et cetera, to be able to help teach what he's taught in this course to small businesses. As long as he doesn't have to spend all of his time doing that, he can just spend a small amount of time one time within DU. He has no problem with DU getting the message and the training out to small business owners. And I think this one course, Linda, could really make a lot of small businesses a lot bigger impact and a lot more money at the same time.
Absolutely. You know, there's another element that I would love to expand on, because everything you're describing right now is actually modeling for our listeners this idea of creating strategic alliances. We've talked a lot in the past year about joint ventures and how to find who could be an ideal joint venture partner and so on. And I think this whole notion of strategic alliances is a very flexible idea and yet a real powerhouse one. And so I would love to use some time today talking about how, you know, using Directions University as an example is how you literally can scale the value that you're bringing to your ideal customer through strategic alliances.
Well, DU itself is an example of the model in action, right? We practice what we preach. We don't just preach it. No matter what kind of business you're in, whether it's an online business or an offline business, you really want to build your plan around the idea of building strategic alliances, finding JV partners. And the easiest way I know for doing that is, even if you're selling physical products, done-for-you services, or nonprofit things in the center of your vortex, use information products around it to generate leads for that thing that you have in the center. It's through those information products that you have the ability to really build solid strategic alliances. So if we look at DU as an example, the center of our vortex is our main high-end coaching program called the Directions University Bachelor's Program. very comprehensive one-year-long coaching program. That program covers five systems or five main topics. They are the ones that I listed earlier. For each one of those topics, what we call the pillars of the vortex, you can think of them as the spokes on the DU wheel, if you will. For each one, we've created workshops. They're workshops that are delivered virtually over 1.5 to 2, maybe 3 days, depending upon the topic. And while the model is the vortex model, within each workshop, there are specific things that get taught, that need to get taught to serve our customers to the best of our ability, that really are not the details of the model, but the specific tactics that get done within the model, if that makes sense, Linda?
It absolutely does.
We plan those workshops around who is it that already has access to our ideal customers that can teach these very specific tactics well so that we can invite them to both teach in the workshop and to become a part of this bigger strategic alliance. Our vision for DU is pretty simple. It is to bring all of our faculty together, not just to have them promote DU, but to actually build a true strategic alliance where they are working with one another over and over and over again to help all of our businesses succeed. And it's the model that makes that possible. So by having these workshops with many different faculty members in them, we then have recorded materials that can be repurposed and leveraged to create content for low-end memberships that can generate leads, transcribe them, and now you've got content that you can publish in books, in Kindle books, in audiobooks, print books, etc. And simply by working with the faculty members, helping them to sell more of their products, including with their products a bonus of a DU course, it automatically helps both DU and the faculty members to be more successful. And you can do that in any business.
There's a key issue here for our listeners that you and I talk about outside the context of the show, but I think it's really valuable to bring into the show, which is that you and I both work with a lot of businesses in a lot of industries, in a lot of professions. And while we talk a great deal about creating the levels of awareness through the use of technology and social media and so on, there's a real fundamental issue that I think every business really should think about today, which is that even if you think of yourself as an offline business, I do a tremendous amount of work in consulting and coaching and mentoring accountants, attorneys, and so on. The reality is, nowadays, to be found, to raise awareness in your ideal customer, it doesn't matter whether your business is online or offline, your marketing absolutely must incorporate online, mustn't it?
It must. You know, it used to be, 10, 15 years ago as the Internet was just being born, that more people were offline than were online. But especially because of cell phones today, people spend the larger part of their day online, usually through their cell phone, but through all different types of devices, iPads and tablets, cell phones, computers. People are connected for about 80% of their waking hours. If you're not online, you are missing the major place that you could be capturing people's attention, really engaging them and getting them exposed to whatever it is you have to offer.
I also want to just let people pause and think. Think about what we've been discussing this morning and how it relates to your business. I'll take myself for instance. I've got the Breakthrough Academy, and I'm also known very well for working with businesses that are at the $10 million level and above that have clients and work internationally and so on. And it's as relevant for them to be understanding what's happening with how to present themselves online as well as in other forums. So speaking is still a very big issue in different industries. In the internet marketing industry, there was a huge surge of speaking from the stage. That, you know, it's like an accordion. Things expand and things contract. And while that's contracting, the fact is in our listeners' industries, it may be something that's blooming. So when we talk about strategic alliances, when we talk about putting together workshops and having other related experts come and teach, it's as relevant for putting on a workshop if you're an attorney and bringing in other specializations. I have a client who actually is in the world of jewelry design, and I mean fine jewelry design, and she's putting together workshops that are going to bring experts from around the world to teach via online hangouts, webinars, and so on. So this is relevant regardless of what industry you're in. It is not just about, well, if you're a coach or a speaker and so on. And technology is what's enabling really broadening every business's reach and every business's ability to connect with a prospective ideal customer and bring them through those levels of awareness into letting us serve them and serve them well, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we really do live in the information age. I can't even count how many times a day my husband will ask me some question about some obscure little fact. I don't know the answer. I pick up the computer, or my telephone is usually closer, and I just say it into the phone. I don't even have to type it anymore. I just ask Google the question. And every time I get the answer, in seconds, it's at my fingertips. Well, somebody had to go out and create the information that I get at my fingertips. More often than not, that information gets created through things like workshops that get recorded, that get transcribed, that get broken apart into articles for websites, posts on social media, images with quotes from it on it, and things like that. The goal for any business is to create the fewest number of pieces of content, then repurpose that content in as many creative formats as possible. There are five creative formats. They are text, audio, video, images, and slideshows. Let me repeat those real quick. Text, audios, videos, images, and slideshows. Doesn't matter what format you created in first. You can choose any one of those five, whatever makes it easiest for you to create. But then leverage that content and turn it into all the other creative formats. You don't have to write one thing in the form of an article, then go and do a video on a different topic. Write one article and turn that same article into a video. If you'd prefer, create the video, have it transcribed, and now you've got your article. Either way, either direction is totally appropriate. Even if you're offline businesses, you really want to be thinking in terms of how can you use information to reach more people, to serve the people you already reach better. A great example is a little local restaurant here in Naples, Florida, one of my very favorite Italian restaurants. I happened to be there a few months ago, right after season was over, and it was a really slow night. And the owners are husband and wife, and the husband often goes to Italy for 2 or 3 months every year, usually in the slower part of the year. Well, he had just left for Italy, and his wife was there running the restaurant. And she came over and sat down, and she's been always intrigued by what I do and what I teach. And she wanted to know more about the Vortex model of doing business. So I showed her what the Vortex model looked like and explained how you build a Vortex for your business. And they were just a typical restaurant. Didn't really do anything more than serve people great Italian food. That was it. And I suggested to her that she really wanted to think about the vortex and see if she could find a way in the center of the vortex to have a value of $1,000 or more per per customer per year. And I suggested that she could really think about packages. Maybe she could sell a package where you could come to the restaurant once a month for an entire year, two people, a set price. That could get her $1,000 or more per year. Well, they came up with a really interesting plan, Linda, and it blew me away when I went there a couple weeks ago for dinner. They have opened a club they bought a limo for. When you are a member of the club, you can actually get the limo to bring a group, you and up to a total of 12 people, to the restaurant once per month. You have to book it at least 7 days in advance. They come and pick you up. They take you to the restaurant. You get champagne in the vehicle. They take you back home so you can drink wine and more alcoholic beverages than you otherwise would because you're in this gorgeous limo. And they're selling this for $500 per year. They know that if the people are coming to the restaurant once a month, the average tab for a party of two and a bottle of wine is about $80 to $100. Well, that's more like $1,700 per year value by the time they pay for their meal. So even though they're adding in the bottle of champagne for each one of the trips, they're still making well over $1,000 per customer per year. To help reach people and bring them into this club, oh my gosh, is this awesome? They've gotten their chef a little video set up in the kitchen, and once a week he is filming himself, recording it, and turning it into a cooking lesson that they are using on YouTube and Vimeo and Google Plus and Facebook to attract people to the restaurant and the club. So even an offline business like a restaurant can really benefit from using information. And they have 100 people in 2 weeks in their club already.
Fabulous, fabulous. And I love being able to bring people an example of an offline business, because we're in this age where everybody assumes it's all about you must be an online business. And to the contrary, it's how do you use what's available, and today there's a lot available in technology in order to be in relationship and building relationship and making offers and being in front of your ideal customer. And the other thing that's absolutely fabulous, and Gina, this goes back to what you and I talk about with mindset so often, which is here's someone who heard an idea and said, we might have never done it before, but what might it look like? And went into imagination on so many levels. We talk about repurposing content, and so often people who are new to this idea say, no, no, every blog post I write must be completely unique. Every video I write must be completely unique. I have to figure out how to say something that's never been said before. And it's just not so. You're going to be encountered by people who have never found you before, found your material before, that in that moment of finding your content, not only is it the first time they've heard an idea, but they want to see it from many angles. They want to see it in a video format. They want to read it. They want to hear it. They want to hear it in a workshop setting. We as humans learn, I'll say in general, by repetition. So people don't only want this giant scattershot of, 10,000 unique ideas. What they want is they want one or two unique ideas. So here's this chef who's taking the recipe that you can eat at the restaurant, or you can just be thrilled watching. I mean, there's a reason these television cooking shows are such a blast and so popular. It's like we all love watching somebody go through the process of making a meal, and we fantasize doing it in our kitchen. And, oh, lo and behold, you too could actually follow the video and do it in your own kitchen. So there's a piece of information from lots of different aspects, and it's the same for every kind of business, isn't it?
It is. At the end of every video, there's an invite to come and try the recipe he just made at this restaurant. So try it first, and then you can make it at home later, is basically what they close every single one of the videos with.
I
mean,
I love
it's so simple, right? So simple. And they're fairly short videos. They're not super lengthy videos. But they can then ride those videos, turn them into articles on a blog. Now people can print out the recipe, not just watch them make the recipe, right? That makes it at a second creative format. The one thing they're not doing yet, I must say yet, because I told them about this a couple weeks ago, is how can they use joint ventures with what they've just set up? Well, oh my gosh, the JVs are endless with this. That's the beautiful thing about transitioning from just having a business to having a business that uses the Vortex model. So first, the membership club. They've got this limo. What if they went to some other businesses that are looking to attract new customers and got them involved in this club too? Perhaps we could have a florist that's also going to promote the club, that's going to include a long stem red rose for each woman when they get into the limo to go to Capriccio's. That's one more JV partner that can help promote this club. Pay that florist something out of that $500 a year membership. Maybe you pay them $100 to $250 for referring their customers to the same membership. You're not losing anything. You're gaining more customers than what you would have had before. What else can we have in the limo when people get in? Who else can we get involved? And the same is true with the recipes and the cooking videos. Anytime that chef is cooking, he could be using olive oil from Naples Olive Oil Company. Get Naples Olive Oil Company to promote the videos because they're using their products. They actually happen to be right down the street from one another, so in this case, that's a really good JV that they could use. Who else has a local company that has products that can be used in those videos? The ideas for JVs and strategic alliances are endless when you start thinking about it from that perspective.
It's so true, and not only that, but you can start playing in imagination with who to have year-long relationships with. So there might be men's clubs in the area. There might be women's gatherings in the area. There might be, holidays around certain kinds of food. I have a restaurant here in Los Angeles called Hugo's that I adore, and every month they have one full page of recipes and menu offerings that are totally unique. They're not offered any other time of the year, which means, of course, guess how many times a year I'm guaranteed that I'm coming to that restaurant. I'm going to be there at least 12 times a year because I want to see what's on the menu now. And, oh, by the way, let's see. They have a thing on the menu now that I've been there 3 times this month because it's so good. I want it now when I can get it now because I know I'm not going to be able to get it the rest of the year. There's a lot of different ways to play with this. And going back to this notion of alliances is they might have alliances with chefs that are known outside of Naples who come in for special events. Again, yet another reason for people who are in the membership program or just people who are in the community, put it on the calendar and make sure they're coming in the door to that restaurant.
Especially when your business is in a high tourist area like Naples, right? Naples has people from all over the globe coming to Naples from October or November until April every year. 85% of the population from November until April is tourists. Well, why not bring chefs from around the globe in and have them bring their local people to Naples while they're here? Just makes
fabulous
sense.
It does on so many different fronts. So, you know, I touched on mindset a few moments ago, and mindset is such a key element to being able to build a successful business. It doesn't matter whether it's an offline business or it's an online business. Part of the fundamental issue for building a business is being able to wake up in the morning loving what you're doing, loving what you're spending time on, and having in your heart the desire to face with curiosity the challenges that come up in business. And you and I both, with our clients, spend a lot of time on helping shape mindset, help people push through the challenges, because challenges will always be there, won't they?
They really will. And, you know, the other part of mindset is really wrapping your head around how important it is to be out there serving instead of selling. Anybody can go out there and sell crap and sell stuff. People really are tired of doing business with companies just because they have stuff. They want a more meaningful relationship with the companies they're choosing to buy from. And the way to create a more meaningful relationship is to really come from a place of service instead of just selling a bunch of stuff to make a bunch of money. The more you can really get into the mindset of you are here to serve, the easier it will be to turn people into lifelong customers who not only buy again and again and again, but who tell everybody they know about you because you've made such a big difference in their lives. When you serve to the best of your ability and strategically monetize, it's a magical, magical combination. And it really starts with getting into that mindset of serving.
And to tie it all back again together, we were talking about strategic alliances before. And so, for instance, let's take Simon Mannering, however, which with his beautiful face, you know. The reality is the reason you know him in order to do this collaboration with him is because he was introduced to you by someone that you were serving, right?
Absolutely correct.
And if it weren't for... Go ahead.
Zach Cullen, a mutual friend who started out, which is so funny, she started out as a radio show guest. You brought her onto the show, about a year and a half ago.
That's right.
I immediately saw so many things that I could really do to help serve her and help her in her business. And I said, Linda, you've got to make sure that Yvette and I get onto a phone call. And I didn't get onto that call to sell her anything. I didn't even try to sell her anything, as a matter of fact. I got onto that call to share some stuff that I thought would be helpful, to really serve what I saw she needed. I didn't think she saw it, and she really didn't. And the result has been, I can't even count how many amazing relationships have come from Yifat, all because I really came from that place of serving. Never once have I approached Yifat and said, you got to buy my stuff or I don't want to talk to you again. I just keep serving and serving and serving. And in return, I just keep getting and getting and getting. It's an amazing combination.
And it's a profound mindset no matter what kind of business you're in, isn't
it? For me, it's second nature. I don't know any other way to be. If it's not something you're accustomed to, that you really haven't grown up with, then you really need to make that shift internally at a conscious level before it can become an unconscious competence. But the sooner you really start working on that, start your day out with, who can I serve today? How can I serve them today? And how will I strategically monetize at the same time? And if that last question is too big a step when you're first starting out with it, start every day with just those first two. Who can I serve today? How can I serve today? And watch and see what starts to show up. It doesn't take very long at all before things really start to change. You start attracting things that you never knew you could get. It's the way energy works.
It really is. You know, we have all these conversations about what goes around comes around and, you know, and this whole notion of karma operating in the world and so on. The fact is, when we have our attention out with an attitude of service, just even in general, who might I help today and how might I help them? If we start our day with that energy and then simply focus with getting on what we would normally get on, it's so interesting the way the universe will toss across our radar screen exactly the perfect person who's got the right question that you can help them with, that you can solve. And when we come from that place of standing in that energy of asking the universe to help us connect with people we can help and people we can serve, we're also perfectly able to ask, and who would be a strategic partner? And let the universe figure out how to put that ideal person right in our community, in our forum, in an inbound question, and so on.
Absolutely. And, you know, even Google really gets what a big deal this is. People who have tried for a long time to get to the number one spot on Google, who finally get there only to find out the next time Google changes its algorithm, they get dropped back down to page 5 or 6. They're really trying to, I don't know how else to say it, but to scam the system, if you will. They're looking for the shortcuts to mechanically get to that number one place. The way to really get there and stay there is to understand that at a philosophical level, what Google is doing when they're ranking websites is trying to automate telling how one business serves another or serves its customer. Those that do the better job of serving will show up in the number one spot, second best, number two spot, etc. And if you really are out there helping Google to serve its searchers better than your competition is serving its searchers, you're always going to jump on top of the competition and search, and you're going to stay there. So Google's changing its algorithm is always about finding better ways of telling, is this business serving better than that business? That's all it is. So things like backlinks. Years ago, backlinks were the key to getting to the top places on Google. It was telling Google, hey, if all these other sites think enough of your business to link to you, then that must be a good indicator that you are serving. Only, again, people found ways of scamming the system, started selling backlinks, and now Google really can't continue to use that as a way of seeing, is this company serving better than its competition? I think the way that Google does that today has really, for the first time since Google's inception, really become a very, very powerful indicator that can't be spammed or scammed. What they're looking for today is, are there people out there talking about you, talking about your company, talking about all the great stuff you have to offer and all the things you do to help people? You can't scam conversations. Excuse me. You can't get other people to talk about you when they don't want to talk about you. But what you need to do is to plant the seeds to get the conversation started. Then they take on a life of their own. And if you really understand that that's what Google's doing, so you go out and use sites like Facebook, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and on purpose use them in a way that starts a conversation, you're really first having to make that mindset shift. Okay, got to serve, not sell people. Got to plant the seeds to get a conversation started, then actually jump in to continue the conversation, you're going to have so many things that come as a result of that. It's not just one thing. You'll end up with customers who buy more, customers who refer more people, and even Google will, in turn, refer more people. It becomes a snowball effect. It really becomes get that mindset piece right, act on it, and it's as if you rounded the top of the mountain and now it's all downhill from there.
And there's something really important to understand. We're speaking about Google and these brilliant minds trying to figure out one specific thing. How do we help someone with a question get the most relevant information, most relevant and valuable answer to their question? That is what a search engine is all about. And we as the providers, whether it's the restaurant, whether it's an attorney, whether it's an information products marketer and so on, a trainer, a speaker, who are using this platform called the internet in order to put information out so that a seeker can find it. It's really important to understand how Google has evolved and how Google is focusing now. For many, many years, people heard this phrase, keywords. They thought, I have to figure out the ideal, perfect couple of phrases so that if I use them in my articles, I use them in my videos, I use them in my titles, I use them in my tags, I'll be seen as an expert on that topic. But Google has gotten increasingly sophisticated. This is what the marvels of computing power are doing, and they've literally turned that idea on its head very recently, haven't they?
They really have, about 10 months ago. Keywords are almost irrelevant anymore. It fascinates me to no end, as you know, Linda. If I go to Google and I put in a phrase like best Italian restaurant, Naples, Florida, and I'm here in Naples, you're over in Los Angeles planning a trip to Naples, and you go and type in the same exact phrase. The results you see on Google and the results I see on Google are going to be completely different. Probably the first 2 to 3 pages will be completely and totally different. Well, knowing that, there is no such thing as a number one rank on Google anymore. It becomes a number one rank for a handful of people, not a number one rank for everybody. But it's because of that level of sophistication that Google now has. They understand that when you're searching from Los Angeles, the things you really are going to rely most heavily on are comments by people you know, not necessarily comments by the restaurants in Naples, Florida, that are kind of biased. So they're going to look for a combination of the things that the restaurants themselves said and the things people you're already connected to have said about the best Italian restaurants in Naples, Florida. And what they will dish up for you will be very different because you're connected to different people than I am. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does, and it needs to make sense for our listeners because what it means is this is not about doing lots and lots of research to find out what are the perfect 5 words or 5 phrases that
right.
everybody who might want me is using to be out doing their research. It's quite a different style. It's quite a different use of language. It now lets people actually pose a very natural question as the searcher, and Google's giant computer brain say, oh, I know the topic this is about. Who's an expert on that topic? And not an expert at using those keywords, but an expert on that topic from lots of depth and breadth of discussion on that topic. And, oh, by the way, who do they know who've also found these providers of that service or that product useful, valuable, relevant? Merging all that information and saying, first, we think this might be what you're looking for.
Yes.
Very different.
That's how that works. How can you not be out there online starting conversations, getting everybody else to talk about you instead of doing it yourself? It's by getting everybody else to talk about you that you no longer have to focus on that handful of phrases, the keywords, if you will, because they're all going to describe that same thing in a slightly different way, which means you're going to have that many more sets of search results likely to have you in it. And it's going to be much more like what your ideal customers would go to Google and type in because it was created by ideal customers in the first place, not by you, the marketer, the business owner.
And think about how much more people real this is. You know, over the years, as my work and my career has taken me through lots of different industries, lots of people, and lots of different settings, there are some key people in my world where when an idea or a question comes up and I'm thinking, who do I know who could answer that? Well, I have my short list of people who are highly networked in certain arenas, certain industries, or widely connected in general. And let's just generalize. Let's say I know five people who have those kinds of Rolodexes, those kinds of networks, those kinds of minds and memories. I pick up the phone and I call one of them and say, I'm looking at the following topic, and I'm trying to find someone who's an expert on this particular aspect of it. Is there anybody we know, or even if it's not we know, is there anybody you know who knows someone who? That's what's gone on for millennia. You know, back in the days of Rome, when people walked into the marketplace, you stood there in the marketplace and said, does anybody know somebody who knows how to train camels to kneel down with their left leg? And you put it out there, and the marketplace, that collective intelligence of the marketplace, answered it. And that's what Google is reshaping by getting off of keywords and onto what is the thing you're actually trying to find information about, and who might know that you would trust to be a source of answer for that.
It's funny that you languaged it that way. I was just reading about a dozen articles. About 6-7 months ago, Google coined a great little phrase to help people wrap their minds around the way it's working today. And the phrase is strings versus things. A year plus ago, it was always about strings, the keywords, the actual exact phrase, in the exact order, in the exact tense. Today, it's no longer about strings. Today, it's about things. Things and people. And Google has just become such an amazing tool for finding things and the people talking about those things in such great detail. It can boggle your mind sometimes at how accurate it is.
It becomes spooky. It
really does.
The technological version of mind reading.
Really, really does. Yesterday when we got the news of Robin Williams passing, someone had called me and said, did you hear about Robin Williams? And they were trying to verify that it had happened. They weren't just announcing it to me. And I'm like, well, I don't know. So I went to Google and I typed in Robin Williams and yesterday's date. And lo and behold, there was 3 or 4 pages of information, all of it stuff that had been posted less than 15 minutes prior, Linda. That's how fast Google is able to pull this information together. It happens instantaneously.
And it's important for people to notice. Google is so sensitive that it assumed the reason you were asking was because you wanted information about his death and not his latest TV show and not his biggest grossing movie and so on.
And the stuff that showed up at the top was all stuff put out by people that were connected to me.
Yeah.
They came up before anything else. Fascinating. Well,
it really is.
About 30 seconds left, so let me just remind folks of how they can really get all of this kind of information through Directions University's Motivation to Profit program. You guys can get at least a 7-day trial at askggg.com/MTP. askggg.com/MTP. I hope to see all of our listeners coming into those trainings. It's a phenomenal program.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much, Linda, for doing our show with me today. Linda and I will be back next week, same time, same place, with another great episode of Breakthrough Directions. Have a great week, everybody.
Be well.
Join us Tuesday at noon Eastern for the next episode of Breakthrough Directions, from relationship marketing to business success.